It was January 4th, 2023, and I was in Campinas. I was not at home. I was visiting my in-laws. And, well, you already know me. You know that I really love my routine, and I, let's say, follow it every single day. Basically, my routine is I wake up, I take my shower, I make my breakfast, and then I come up to the office and I have my classes until 10 a.m. Sometimes I answer students, sometimes I do something else. And then at 11 is my, let's say, kingship hour. You know what I mean? I mean, like, that's the hour that I need every single day. Because if I don't go to this local that I'm gonna tell you right now, man, I feel really anxious. I feel really depressed, I feel nervous, I feel angry, and this local is my CrossFit. At every single day at 11 a.m. I go to CrossFit, and that's the moment that I, let's say, release actually all my bad hormones, all my anxiety, all my bad feelings, bad thinkings, you know, thoughts. And there is the moment that I say I can find myself and I can do something without even thinking. You know, it's like I'm just there for the fun. I'm just there because I know that being there, I'm gonna have a better day. And on this day that I'm specifically talking to you or telling you, I was there in Campinas, and mate, I remember it was 11 a.m. and I was feeling like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, something's happening. You know, what's going on? Something's wrong, something's strange. And I kind of realized, actually, it was not the first time it had happened. It had happened before, you know, but I kind of realized that I was feeling the necessity for physical exercise. I was feeling the necessity to go to my CrossFit because it was 11 a.m. already. My body kind of got used, but not only got used, got addicted. Ficou viciado in this good feeling, this good hormone, you know, in this good vibe, good thought, whatever, you know, because exercising has and brings thousands, hundreds of benefits, not only for our health, but also, and most importantly now for you, for your brain, and as a consequence, for your learning process. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. Yeah, I know probably you did not know that. However, I'm here telling you that exercising makes a huge difference in your learning process. And I'm gonna explain to you how it happens. I mean, how the brain can benefit out of your physical exercise, okay? So I'm gonna tell you about two studies and then my own conclusions right after, all right? The first study is from the New York Times. This study was published in 2017, and the name of the study is How Exercise Could Help You Learn a New Language. So basically, summarizing this study here, scientists, got together, they put some people together, you know, they gathered some people, and they divided these people into groups, okay? Basically, one group was not practicing or did not practice physical exercise at all. Nothing, zero, okay? And the other group, the second group of people, they practiced physical exercise. Okay, so here's the deal, okay? There is a particular thing in this study. The first group did not practice physical exercise in their routine, and during the conduction of this study, they were sitting at a seat, at a chair, okay? They were sitting at a chair, on a chair actually, okay? There, completely immovable, like they were stopped, all right? Still, just doing the study. The second group practiced or used to practice or were used to practicing physical exercise on their daily routines. And during the conduction of the study, they were practicing exercise. That's crazy, right? So yeah, they were riding a bicycle, okay? So group number one was completely unmovable, and group number two was riding a bicycle, okay? That's crazy, right? But I know it's gonna make sense, you know, Be patient. Basically, what these two groups did was, they had to see, you know, a television, a screen, and in this screen, there were many words, many phrases, and after they saw these words and phrases, they had a test. And guess what? Guess what? The result, of course, was kind of obvious. Group number one, the group that did not practice physical exercise and was not practicing physical exercise during the study, had a worse performance than the group that used to practice physical exercise every day and was practicing physical exercise during the conduction of the study. So this is the first proof that exercising brings a lot of benefits for your learning. These guys that were practicing physical exercises, they were, of course, building new neural pathways. Neural pathways are the connections, the neuroplasticity of their brain. Because their brain was active, you know, their brain was active. And because of that, one neuron could connect with the other better, you know. That's the first study. Now let's go for the first study published by a Brazilian guy, actually. This study was published in December 2020. So it's been, what, 2 years? 2 years and a few months, right? December 2020. And the name of this study is Effects of Physical Exercise on Neuroplasticity and Brain Function, a Systematic Review in Human and Animal Studies. So basically, this study here, I did not read all the study, okay, all the article, but I've read the main parts. And basically, what this study here is telling for us is that no matter your age, okay, doesn't matter if you are 20, 30, doesn't matter, your brain is a muscle that grows through use. So we have to use our brains to grow, you know. And it was proved that physical exercises increase neuroplasticity, or the connection of the neurons, via neural factors, neuroplasticity factors. The name of this neuroplasticity factor is BDNF. All right, again, BDNF. All right, now I'm going to tell you what BDNF means. BDNF means brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's the study or the science that provides improvements in neuroplasticity and cognitive function. Of course, resulting in better learning and better memorizing your studies. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? I mean, most of us might think that, like, oh my God, I have a pretty busy day. I have to take my child to school. I have to go to work. I have to work. I have to study English. And I have to go home. I have to do this and this and this and that. And we don't spare some time for physical exercise. When we should be doing that, because if you do not exercise, you are not going to feel healthy. You're not going to be healthy. Then you're not going to be able to work. Then you're not going to be able to take care of your family, right? Protect your family. And you're not going to be able to learn, right? Because your brain is going to be full of stress, anxiety, depression, sadness, you know, tiredness. Of course, you're not going to have energy. Of course, you're not going to have energy, you know? It's kind of obvious, isn't it? Again, no matter your age, your brain is a muscle that grows through use. And you have to use your brain, of course, but also exercise to make it, let's say, on, you know, to put it on fire, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not exercising, your brain is, like, still, is not growing. You know what I mean? It's just feeling stress. and more stress and more stress. Now, if you exercise, and when you exercise, you activate good hormones, endorphin, dopamine, and dude, that helps you really much. Of course, there are thousands of benefits beyond these ones that I have just told you, but I'm gonna describe you now 10 benefits of physical exercising to conclude our podcast here today, okay? Number one, you're gonna have a better focus, of course. You're gonna have a better focus. Right now, for example, while I am recording this podcast for you, I am moving, you know, I am making hand gestures, body gestures, because this way I activate better parts or other parts of my brain. So you're gonna have better focus. Number two, you're gonna get less sick. So I've come in as doing. Because, well, you are exercising your body, you know? You're exercising your body. Think of your body as a machine, you know? Think of your body as a machine. So you are exercising this machine. And of course, if you're exercising this machine, if you're taking care of this machine is not gonna need maintenance. Manutenção. Number three, you're gonna have a better academic performance. Well, I don't need to tell you this because you have just listened I explaining everything about it, right? Number four, you're gonna have a stronger body. You're gonna lower the risk of obesity and heart disease, as well as high blood pressure. You're gonna avoid diseases. You want more than that? Man, we have sugar, we have hamburgers, we have pizza. You know, in 2 minutes, we can have access to this food. I know it's pretty hard. But, dude, just by exercising, look at this. Look at the benefits, you know. Five, you're going to improve your sleep quality because you're going to achieve the REM sleep much better and much faster. Number six, this one here I'm a big fan of, that is reduce anxiety, you know, and depression, because physical exercises releases hormones like endorphin and dopamine, you know, and these hormones are the hormones of happiness. On the other hand, if you do not exercise, you're not gonna activate this hormone, liberate these hormones, and of course, you're gonna feel more anxious and more depressive. So it's like you choose, you know, you exercise and you activate endorphin and dopamine. If you don't exercise, you stress. That's it, cortisol, stress. Of course, when you physical exercise, when you exercise, you're gonna have another benefits such as self-confidence. You're gonna have a really high esteem, high self-esteem, because you're gonna start getting in shape, you know, you're gonna feel better with yourself. As a consequence, you're gonna have much more energy, you know, you're not gonna feel like a couch potato. You know, a couch potato? Couch, you know, is a sofa, potato é uma batata. So imagine a batata on a sofa, you know, a couch potato, like, oh my God, Sunday is a long day. I want some pizza and a burger, you know. Of course, you're gonna have much more energy. And as a consequence, you're gonna make new friends, because people that exercise, they, let's say, generally get together in a community, or one motivate the other. So you're gonna get better motivation, you're gonna make new friends. And, you know, something that is truly super duper important, and I always emphasize for my students, is that you're gonna have a better environment for yourself to live in, you know? Man, like, imagine, you know, you are living with five obese people. Dude, you're gonna be obese, you know, as a consequence, because the lifestyle of those people is an obese lifestyle, you know? Hamburgers, pizza, porn food, junk food every time. Now, if you're having more contact with people that practice physical exercise, that study English, you know, that have a healthy lifestyle, dude, it's totally different. It's totally different. So I wish you start exercising right now, today, ASAP, as soon as possible, you know. Don't leave it for tomorrow. It's not bullshit. You should prioritize that. Okay, you have thousands of things to do, I know, but you should prioritize that, because it's super duper important. Think of these three pillars. One, health. Two, family. Three, work. If you're not healthy, you cannot take care of your family. And if you're not healthy and you don't have a family, there's no reason for working, you know? So that's it. Health, family, and work, all right? I wish, again, you start practicing physical exercise as soon as possible. And if you already exercise, congratulations. Super proud of you. Let me know on Instagram or WhatsApp what you thought or what you think and your opinion, your feedback about this podcast. And I'm truly happy to talk to you. See you on the next, or actually talk to you on the next episode. Thank you very much.